Previously on Algoa FM.
Algoa FM with Kygo, Whitney Houston and Higher Love, where it's gone exactly 8:15 on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T.
And it is that time, of course, where we get into our fortnightly feature, the Mayor's Minutes. We asked you yesterday, and on Monday, in fact, to send through any service delivery queries that you might have for the Mayor, which he will deal with and respond to directly right here on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. And in studio with us this morning, we do, of course, have Executive Mayor Nqaba Banga with us to respond to those queries. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, ma'am, and good morning to your listeners.
First time in the studio.
Yes.
It's normally been on a telephone call, so welcome to the studio. This is where everything happens.
You have a very beautiful building. I wish it was the mayor's office.
You can work from here if you want.
All right, so just the first question that came through yesterday says, good day, Mr. Mayor. I'm staying in Henry Ford Road, Neave Township in Ferguson. We have only one street light working in our area. It has been like this for more than 2 years already. It is an industrial area which brings many traffic through here. We also had numerous accidents on the corner of Henry and Ford Nichols Street. In other words, he's saying they feel unsafe. They've requested the lights to be repaired several times, and it's just not happening. And this is from William. Do you have a response to William?
Yeah, thank you, William, for the question. I must inform you that before we took over government, I had a meeting with the Department of Supply Chain Management, and I was shocked to be informed that for the past 2 years, this city could not buy bulbs because they given a tender to an individual who had no capacity to buy bulbs. The first thing we had to do in December when we took over, we said we can't accept that. You had a contract for 2 years which could not deliver, and the city was getting darker and darker all the time. We terminated that contract, and I'm happy that in January we terminated and appointed another one. You'll be shocked that to hear that even the one we appointed, they couldn't even deliver. We wanted 15,000 bulbs. They could only deliver 9,000, and we have that 9,000. We're expecting to have 15,000. The rollout has started. And this street is part of the rollout plan for us to deliver this. But we want to make this city bright again. We'll make sure that we put up these lights throughout the city. But the other major problem in which we want to work with the citizen is cable theft. There are areas where we fix the bulbs, we fix the street lights, but the people are stealing the cable. We have to make sure that we partner with the communities to protect our communities, to make sure that this does not happen in our areas. But the bulbs we have, we are installing them throughout the city, and they will do everything into our power to make sure that the city is bright again.
All right, another question coming through.
There is one coming through from Laura, Mr. Mayor. She says, Mr. Mayor, please reopen the TIP. That's the refuse dump site in Algoa Park. And along with that, if you could look to fixing the potholes and the streetlights in Algoa Park. I'm going to add to the TIP story. Could we also please look at the safety around these refuse dump sites? Because, as we know, they tend to be a breeding ground for criminal activity.
Yeah, if I can start with your last one. You know the problems we're always faced with in Arlington TIP dump site.
Yes.
And it's a major concern from us in the city. We are considering the upgrades of the TIP site, and I will not promise people that we'll do it in this financial term, but I think in the financial budget for 2021-2022, and if they vote for us to come back to power anyway, we'll make sure that is managed, because that TIP site is the biggest in Port Elizabeth. And it's the one that makes money anyway for us. Mm. And therefore, we should be redirecting the money to finance a security there and make sure that the people of the city are safe. The TIP site in Algoa, yes, it might take a bit of a longer time for us to upgrade that facility. But we have a program to make sure that we make this city clean again. And Lance Rodblom is busy putting up a program. We've worked with the communities throughout the city in cleaning the city in one day and we could see that it could make an impact. And also we've hired a number of trucks to augment our cleaning program. And I think that also would help. I've met with the officials in Public Works 2 weeks back to say we need a responsive public health department. A clean city, I think it's a provide us a healthy environment and also it attracts investment. That's a priority for our city, to make sure that we improve the cleanliness into our city in order for us to provide safe and healthy space for our people. There are programs. We'll make sure that we work with the communities to clean the city.
Another question coming through, Mr. Mayor. I live in Neave Street, Shorterville. We are still waiting.
Oh, sorry. Around the potholes, and I think because there's a question on potholes, we've invested not less than 100 million rand for road surfacing. We've started, you might have seen that I was shooting a video in Kwanobuhle. We're building new roads there. And what we want to do in this city, we want to make this city a construction site. You might have seen throughout, if you travel, fixing street lines, we're fixing potholes and all that. We've invested 23 million rand. We added. Now we have a total of 65 million rand for dealing with potholes. And we want to make sure that our roads are safe and people travel in safer roads. And we'll make sure that that happens. One of the biggest problems we had in this city is that we had political leadership that was folding its arms and watching a match that what was supposed to be playing. There were no contracts throughout.
Wow.
The first thing, we put the supply chain management into the table. After being briefed by business, by the way, which was saying that there are no contracts in the city, when they find problems, including potholes, they are told that there are no contracts. We fixed those contracts, and I'm happy to see contractors are on the streets, they are on the roads. I'm going to UDNY to launch another program because when we govern, we say we govern for the people and we must deliver services to the people in time, and I think that's what we're going to do.
Right, as we started off, Mr. Mayor, it says, I live in Neave Street, Shorterville. We are still waiting for our circle to be properly terraced as cars can't move in and out. As a result, we always have parking issues. Please assist. It's from Mr. M. Howard.
Mr. Howard, I'm so... I want to say to you, I'm not happy with the fact that you have reported this issue, even to the former mayor, and it has not been dealt with. But you might understand that we're not in power for quite some time, and I'm told that the money was allocated when in power to deal with this situation, but it was removed from the ward-based budget. Therefore, I won't promise you for an immediate action right now. But I must assure you that in 2021-2022 budget, I'll make sure that this is dealt with. I'm going to take this issue to the MMC for roads, Rano Kayser, to deal with this situation. And you might get a call from him. I've seen your number to check whether we can't have a temporary measure to assist you in managing the road problems that your community is confronted with.
Loads of questions, and I think we're going to wrap it up with the final one, Lee.
Yes, there is a final question just around water wastage, particularly as this listener says in RDP areas. He says that there's car wash spots, running hoses, water streaming down the road, particularly with the focus on saving water now. It is quite concerning.
You won't believe if I can tell you that the engineers are telling me that in informal settlement in RDP, that's not where we're losing more water. You might think that's where we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
But in our communities, like in my house where I have a pool and you have a pool and industries that are using more water, that's where people are mismanaging water. And that's where we are going to start focusing in terms of putting restrictors in those communities if we have to do that. Yes, it is a concern, the issue raised about car washes, because you can see it everywhere. We must make everybody to work with us in the city, including the people working in car washes, to understand that we have a water-scarce community, we are faced with a drought, we have to do things differently. Our Metro Police services, our securities will be everywhere to make sure that they find people. If we have to cut supply to people who are not responding to our campaign, we will have to do that. We can't have pipes with water running on the streets without being managed. We are going to have to enforce some of the actions in those communities without destroying business opportunities. We're starting with hotels. We're saying to them, change the way you're doing things, or we're going to put a restrictor. If they bring in new technologies, you might know that there's one hotel I don't want to mention. I'll launch it very soon with new water management technologies. I was so impressed to see it when I went to the loo. That this is what this works. It reduces water. We are engaging hotels. We are engaging big businesses to bring in new technologies in order for us to avoid putting restrictors. We are calling all the high water users, calling them literally to say, but you are misusing water. Please stop doing this or we're going to fine you. And if you do not stop, we are going to put a restrictor. Therefore, we're giving early warnings to people that we're in a problem. And if we don't do this thing together, on the 1st of July, many of our communities will run out of water. Kwanobuhle will be the first one in August. Warmer Heights, where I stay, and the Shallow, Senalpans, and many other areas will be faced. We are telling people the time when you are not going to have water in your community in order for you to understand that it's coming for you. But we can avoid it if we reduce our water consumption from 300 megaliters to 250 megaliters. We can defeat the dry July by working together.
All right. Where can we address and alert you with these water leaks that are happening in the metro at the moment?
All right. There are a couple of avenues where you can report service delivery issues or follow up on existing ones. The first is the call centre number. It's 0800 20 50 50. That's 0800 20 50 50. And there's an email address, waterleaks@mandelametro.gov.za. And of course, the NMB app, which you can download from the App Store or the Play Store. And in fact, I'm told that the NMB app is perhaps your best option, because if you can't get through to the call center or through to the email, the NMB app is always up and running.
It's quite handy. A couple of questions coming through this morning. We can't get through all of them. We'll bank them for the next time we have you on the show. Executive Mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay, Gaba Banga, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.